From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Despite the gains around Mosul, the Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has reports of extrajudicial killings and summary executions by Islamic State fighters around the city of Mosul. A UN spokesman told reporters in Geneva, reports have not been fully verified. He called on all fighting forces in the region to act in accordance with international humanitarian law. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 61 recruits and wounding more than 120. The assault began just before midnight on Monday when three assailants entered a housing facility for recruits and sprayed occupants with gunfire. The battle to clear the complex lasted several hours. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday has left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Bisharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. Workers near the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It is part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of an operation to resettle about 6,000 people in refugee centers elsewhere in France. This is VOA News. 2 weeks until Election Day, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are campaigning in Florida. It is believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Surveys in Florida show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. Trump is visiting 7 cities in Florida over 3 days, telling voters he is ahead in the race and mocking what he calls phony polls that show the opposite. He contends the national media has joined the Clinton campaign to create a rigged election, although he has not offered any specific evidence of voting irregularities. Meanwhile, Clinton is promoting early voting, with Democrats hoping to mass a lead even before the actual election day. By one estimate, at least 7 million voters have already cast their ballots. Human Rights Watch is accusing Turkish police of using the nation's emergency decrees to torture detainees. The rights group released a report Tuesday alleging 13 cases of torture at the hands of police. The emergency decrees, instituted after July's failed coup, absolves government officials of responsibility for police actions. Eurozone officials on Tuesday approved a €2.8 billion bailout for Greece. It is the third such bailout delivered to Greece since it spiraled into economic crisis 6 years ago. The latest disbursements of funds will consist of a €1.1 billion allotment to be used for servicing debt based on Greece's successful implementation of 15 financial milestones. Another €1.7 billion will help pay back various unpaid debts. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at the United States again Tuesday. Speaking to reporters in Manila as he was preparing to leave for an official visit to Japan, Mr. Duterte warned that the Philippines will not be treated like a dog with a leash by the U.S. He said the U.S. could forget about a decades-old bilateral defense treaty if he stays in power long enough. Tuesday's comments are the latest in a string of angry tirades and threats he has directed at the United States in response to criticism over his violent anti-drug campaign that has killed nearly 4,000 people since he assumed office on June 30th. A Russian military spokesman said Tuesday no Russian or Syrian forces have carried out airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo during the past 7 days. Igor Gostenshenkov said 6 humanitarian passages remain open for people who want to leave the rebel-held eastern part of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes in Aleppo resumed shortly after a halt in fighting expired. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.